is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Well, be careful out there, boys and girls, because it is slick in a lot of places, especially on those bridges and so forth. It is just treacherous because of the freezing rain, and that's extending over large portions of the state right now. Warmer temperatures and rain creating icing conditions. Some places could see damaging ice as it builds up on the trees and so forth, causing limbs to come down, could put some power out in different places. But I'm most concerned about you driving in the car right now. Focus on what you're doing. Pay attention because it's very, very important. All right. Talking about what's coming up this week, obviously it's a historic week in America. Donald Trump, the man that so many pundits said could not win. They laughed, said he could not win. It couldn't happen. No way. It never happened. He can't win. He wouldn't even get the nomination. He's not a serious candidate. He's this. He's that. He's a lot of things. What he is, he's the 45th president of the United States here in less than 4 days. That's what he is. Meanwhile, the left continues to attack. Some 40 Democratic lawmakers say they won't attend the inauguration. I think that's shameful. If you don't respect Donald Trump, okay, I can say I understand that you have differences of political opinion. I can say I understand that. What I cannot respect is the lack of respect for the office of the President of the United States. Now, John Lewis, one of the guys that's leading this boycott, the congressman from Georgia, a former, you know, civil rights activist, or maybe current civil rights activist, I suppose, if you ask him, says that he is not a legitimate president. He doesn't believe that Donald Trump is a legitimate president, so he's going to boycott Donald Trump. And apparently this is big news, except that, you know, John Lewis also boycotted George W. Bush's inauguration. Here's what we're going to do with this bit of news from John Lewis. It's now been filed. Perfect. All right, let's move on to something more important, like Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary. He was a guest on, believe it or not, MSNBC, and he was discussing the options that the president-elect has when it comes to replacing Obamacare, which has consumed a tremendous amount of the conversation, even this morning talking a lot about Obamacare. And I wanted you to hear what Sean Spicer had to say. He is the incoming press secretary for Donald Trump. Sean Spicer on MSNBC. It's clip 7. Go.
So one of the things that he's looking at is the business side of this. How can you work with the drug companies to bring some of the cost down through greater competition on the pharmaceutical side? But then he's also looking at the market access piece of this in terms of the market competition.
I guess we were on the wrong spot there for a moment. So it is. All right, well, there's just a little bit of a problem there. So let's go on to clip 8, because former U.S. Senator Scott Brown was a guest on Fox News also talking about Obamacare and doing the fix. And he said Democrats never had any intention whatsoever of fixing Obamacare. Here's Senator Scott Brown. Go.
They have an amazing opportunity to actually get things done, because when I first got there, the Republicans and some Democrats brought up over, I think, almost 400 amendments. They could have fixed it. They had every opportunity. So when they say, oh, we want to fix it, it's all lip service, because if they passed one amendment, they could have actually destroyed the whole thing. So they chose not to do anything. And Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi weren't able to merge their two plans. And that's why you have Obamacare as it stands. And it was a result of, obviously, the election and taking away the supermajority. And we had many opportunities. We spent a month on amendments, and they didn't pass one. So I find it so hypocritical. Megan, your dad will tell you this, that they now want to allegedly, you know, fix it. Let's cut the crap, okay? They don't want to fix it. They want to make a statement, and let's put the American people first on these things.
Can you say cut the crap? Well, Scott Brown can. He's been a guest on this program, former U.S. Senator from Massachusetts. You can still hear that accent in his voice for sure. Expect to have him back on the program soon, as a matter of fact. Looking forward to that. Obamacare is going to be one of the things that is in focus early. Now, if you didn't see it, Rand Paul, a day or two ago, said that there is a plan ready to go. Rand Paul says they have a plan prepared and in waiting. And I'm like, okay, that's going to be kind of a surprise to me. We'll see what happens. Of course, Rand Paul and Donald Trump famously did not get along on the campaign trail. Of course, Donald Trump really didn't get along with any of the other candidates particularly well on the campaign trail, come to think of it. Rand Paul, one of those, but it would be monumental, in my opinion, if there was a plan ready to go, because we've talked about it in this program that I don't think the Republicans have their act together quite yet on Obamacare as far as the repeal and replace plan goes. And if they don't, then they're going to look foolish, because they've been talking and harping and banging on this drum about repeal and replace. Replace with what? Donald Trump now talking about a plan that he says will cover all Americans. It says that all Americans should have health insurance. Now, that's something that most Americans agree with, whether it's constitutional or not. Most Americans agree with the idea that people should be protected against catastrophic illness and bankruptcy. And it's something that's been talked about a lot, and we'll continue to follow this as it happens. I think that, obviously, Obamacare will be one of the first things that the president does on Friday. There'll be a whole host of things. I think that he's going to be overturning executive actions. A stack of them is going to be rejected on Friday. All right. And as far as the celebrities go to the inauguration, well, there won't be that many because they keep coming and saying, well, we just can't. But Donald Trump's chairman of the Presidential Inauguration Committee, Tom Barrack, says he's not bothered by it. And if you don't want to attend the inauguration, that's okay. He said, now it's kind of interesting, though, that some celebrities are actually asking for tickets. Tom Barrack talked about that here yesterday. Here it is. Clip 9. Go.
What a country, right? That you've got an inauguration, which is this only peaceful transition of partisan power where this happens. And you can have a TV show, which was hilarious, by the way, that criticizes the process of that inauguration. Is a beautiful tribute to the country. But, you know, it's not about that. I mean, we had the opportunity to have plenty of A-list celebrities, which what the issue was. And the directive from the president-elect was simple. Make it great, make it for the people. And we have three of the greatest celebrities in the world here already. We have President Obama, number one celebrity in the world as it exists today. We have this, Washington, D.C., which is a stage that is incomparable anywhere in the world. And we have the president-elect, Donald Trump, who certainly on everybody's list is one of the top celebrities in the world. So I respect the celebrities. They're all friends of mine. I just tell everybody, get over it. Get on side. Let's give this man a chance. He's now the president for all of us. And I have to tell you, in the last week, I've gotten hundreds of calls from lots of my friends who are saying, can I get tickets? And the bottom line is they can't. We're sold out of
it. So now you're saying the celebrities, and now they want in?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Now some of the celebrities want in because they want to be there. Who knows? Here's something else. And I was just talking about this with a friend of mine yesterday about Donald Trump's tax returns. I don't think anybody cares. And yet here's a brand new ABC News Washington Post poll saying that 74% of Americans want to see Trump's tax returns. I don't believe that's accurate. I don't think that many people really care. They care about moving this country forward, and what he's got on his tax returns at this point means little or nothing. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.